I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last month, Magic Johnson abruptly announced his resignation of president of basketball operations for the LA Lakers. It's been a tough season for them, and they thought getting LeBron was going to get him back in the playoffs, and that did not happen.
Nope.
And he said the reason he left, and talk about drama, he said he was tired of the backstabbing going on within the organization. And according to an NBA insider, Lakers owner Jeannie Buss mistakenly CC'd Magic in email exchanges she had with team executive Rob Pelinka that were critical of Magic's job performance. Ooh, he wasn't supposed to see that, and he did.
Awkward. Do you read it?
Wow.
I guess you have no choice. You're just getting this email, and you think it pertains to you, and then all of a sudden you're like, Magic Johnson's a dummy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I don't stop reading. So this insider, this Rick dude, was on Colin Cowherd's FS1 show explaining what happened.
My understanding is that there were some emails that were exchanged between Rob and Jeannie about Magic and about what Magic was and wasn't doing. They were critical emails. And somehow, some way, Jeannie, from what I understand, was CCing or blind CCing Magic on everything. That was sort of protocol, standard issue. Somehow, the exchange between Rob and Jeannie ended up on that string of the blind CCs that were going to Magic. So Magic now is seeing emails from Rob to Jeannie that were critical of what he was doing. When he talked about the backstabbing, to me, my understanding is that's what started it. And the fact that Jeannie waved goodbye and said, you know, thank you for all that you did, was that she didn't necessarily disagree with what Rob was saying.
Oh, Lord. Oh boy.
Yeah.
See, you say, so you would keep reading the negative stuff.
I would, yeah. I'm that guy. I mean, as soon as I see something negative about me, I can't stop reading it, and then I get it just fuels my fire. Oh, yeah.
I battle that sometimes where, like, there's been things where I'll see something, and I'm like, you know, is it worth it for my mental state to read what I'm about to read?
You're a smart guy. I wish I could be that way.
Well, that's debatable. But at least with that, I sometimes just was like, you know what? I'd rather just be ignorant. I can tell that this is going down a road that is not going to be complimentary towards me. And it's not going to be a life lesson. Like, I'm not going to gain any value from this because they're just crap talking.
You're right. I mean, yeah. And it was not meant for you in the first place because some people just want to vent. And I think you're a smart guy to be able to go, hey, you know what? I'm just going to forget this.
I might say it to them, like, yo, you sent this and it's clear that you guys are talking about me. I didn't read all of it, but what the F? Mm. I think you had to say something. It's weird that he, like, do you think it's weird that he has to be blind copied on everything? Is that a little controlling?
That's very controlling because, that means the other person doesn't know that he's reading everything. Right off the bat, talk about backstabbing. That sounds very backstabby.
Seems very dysfunctional.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I'm sending messages and I have no idea that another person is on this thread because the person has to be blind copied on everything. Yeah, that's trippy.
Because he said that was protocol there. So that seems like maybe I don't know what it's like to be an executive in the NBA or an executive at all. That doesn't seem to be a very healthy way to have your workplace.
Not at all. And, that's trippy. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, Steve, but that's a good point. If Magic needs to be blind copied, then he's the one that wants to eavesdrop on everything.
Right.
That's weird. And I don't think that was an accident then. I think she might have just intentionally did that because, all right, Mr. Blind Copy, guess what? You're going to learn about this too. You're out.
Yeah, I accidentally blind copied you on something because you tell me to blind copy you on everything.
Well, there you go. So he's done. We'll see if that'll help the Lakers. We'll see if that's the deal.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to help the Lakers. Yeah. Then again, I'm not high on watching NBA games, so it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, but you missed this great story.
Well, the story is freaking awesome.
Yeah, and more and more people are doing this. Somebody sent me a video of adults that do, instead of an egg hunt, they do a beer hunt. And somebody did that in the yard. They put beer all over the place and let all the adults run out and get the beer on Easter morning.
Okay.
So NBA star Jimmy Butler of the 76ers, he spread some Easter love to the employees of the franchise yesterday. He held an Easter egg hunt at the team's practice facility. And instead of eggs, there was cash, PS4s, Apple TVs, and lots more.
What?
That is awesome. Again, man, you know, when you're a big NBA star and someone's working for you, boy, the prizes, that's great stuff.
That's way cooler than in college. We thought it'd be fun to do an Easter egg hunt, but put different types of narcotics in the Easter egg.
This is...
We luckily talked ourselves out of it because we thought this could end poorly.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
So here's Jimmy explaining the rules of his special Easter egg hunt.
We're doing a little Easter egg hunt today for all of y'all. Like I always say, I think y'all are key to what we do and making us very, very successful on the court, off the court. Rules, first off, don't hurt anybody, no fighting. There are eggs scattered around everywhere. Good eggs, bad eggs, eggs with golden tickets in it, like I'm Willy Wonka. Then we have a ice cream truck, a cookie truck. All in all, have fun.
A cookie truck?
Ice cream truck and a cookie truck? Jimmy Butler's the man.
He's the greatest basketball player. Just put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, ice cream and cookie truck, plus you got the good eggs and the Willy Wonka eggs. Come on.
I have no idea who the hell Jimmy Butler is. Someone's going to send us a story about how he was like an awful human being in college or something like that. But from that story, I mean, what person does that? Like a major sports star appreciates the people behind the scenes that much? And I was looking, I'm like, well, he must be like a seasoned vet or something like that, right? He's 29 years old.
Awesome.
Yeah, he must be one of the new blood, Joe, because the 76ers haven't done well for a while, but they're doing okay this year, right, Joe, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. So maybe because of the resurgence of the Sixers with the season they're having, and Jimmy Butler, like you said, being a young dude who's contributed to that, makes sense. I mean, they're probably very appreciative because if the Sixers really have been one of those teams, like, yeah, we wish we could get it together, and they finally seem to, you know, get together enough to get in the playoffs.
They're saying that he has his good Jimmy, the aw shucks good side of him, but then there's also bad Jimmy, a moody, aloof, combative, and uncompromising diva with delusions of grandeur.
Oh.
Whoa. Sheesh. I'm okay with bad Jimmy if he's giving me a PS4 and an Easter egg.
Apparently he also gave away, like, Apple Watches and 70-inch TVs.
Ooh.
Like, excuse me while I, you know, go get a job somewhere.
Yeah, you right need here. Yeah, Vicky, yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. 76ers hiring.
Yeah. Yes.
What about intern?
Yeah, really.
Although he's smart, like he said, no fighting. Because could you imagine what kind of crap's going to go down when you realize your egg has nothing and that guy's egg has a freaking Apple Watch?
But everyone seemed really respectful when you watched the video. Everyone was really chill and just happy to be there. But this kind of makes me think, like, if I had that much money, like, what baller thing would I do to kind of show it off? You know, like when you buy everyone a round of drinks at the bar?
Yeah.
What would be your ultimate spread the wealth kind of a thing? Like an Easter egg hunt like this, or?
Ooh. Well, I shared it yesterday, I think it was, when I said I would like to buy tickets for everybody to go to T-Mobile Park to watch a Mariners game.
Yep.
And then we have blackout drunk night, and I buy everybody alcohol until they can't. And then we all sleep there.
Well, you see, Jimmy Butler doesn't have that kind of money either. I mean, that's if you win skillions.
We did the math. It's only a couple $1 million.
Yeah, that's all. I don't think Jimmy Butler gave away a couple $1 million worth of things during his egg hunt.
Probably not.
Don't think he did do that.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of a I think the buying a round of drinks for everybody in the bar is the ultimate.
I'm a dessert guy.
Okay.
That's what I like to do. And I like to buy desserts for everybody at the table. And I would love to do that for for an entire restaurant. Desserts on me. Because I'm not as much of a drinker as other people are, but I love my desserts.
I think everyone would be just pleasantly surprised. Like, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, for me, I'd want to go to like a diner or something and find a gal like, hey, I've been working 3 jobs. I'm putting myself through grad school, and be like, boom, paid for your grad school.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I think that'd be the ultimate, like, I want to help somebody just random out like that. Here's your tip, by the way. That's like my goal one day.
I mean, maybe just like help a few dancers with attempts to
their college
get
education.
Through college in one night.
You would really, pay for all of their college in one night.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. Their kids' college.
Prove to me you're really in college, and if they can, I just pay their student loan.
Dude, how crazy would that be? That's a pretty woman thing right there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, I mean, that would make things uncomfortable at home with the marriage, you know, but,
but your
I'm just trying to help out people with their college.
Exactly. Your wife's got to understand you're doing it for altruistic reasons.
I helped some dancers.
Come on, and now they're going to live with us, you know?
Just open up a scholarship. That way you can't get in trouble. It's like, hey, you know, this scholarship.
That's a strip club on the side.
Yeah, it's like, this is a scholarship for exotic dancers who are trying to make their way through college.
I got the name. It's Scholar Strips.
Ooh. Scholar Strips.
Let's do it.
That's way better than I was going to go student loans.
Or student bones.
Student bones.
There you go.
It's a brothel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I'm liking this idea.
It's empowering.
Yeah. Yes. It's not legal, but that doesn't matter.
You don't get paid. We pay off your student loans.
Oh, yeah. While you're getting rhymes with paid, your loans are getting paid.
So it says Jimmy Butler was on Hot Ones, that Hot Wing show on YouTube, and he seemed like a real cool dude.
Yeah, I want to go back to that article, and only because I tend to be a little bit more sensitive these days because, you know, we host that show every year. I'm listening.
Yes.
And it's a great show about mental health and behavioral sciences and suicide awareness and prevention. And when somebody writes an article about a dude saying he's moody and he's a diva, it's like, dude, you don't know what's going on with somebody. If he does actually seem to have mood swings and go through different types of life, he might be battling a condition. And that's just BS for some writer just to throw it out there like the guy's a douche when maybe he might just have dealing with, you know, especially if he does good stuff like this. And a lot of athletes do have some issues that they have to go through. It's not easy to be an athlete on that level.
Well, you're constantly being criticized all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. So I don't know who that some of these writers are going to have to get up at the times and say, look, man, just because you want to write headlines and clickbait, you just can't be throwing around the mental instability, moody lines like that anymore. People just, you know, people got stuff going on.
Plus, I mean, is he a diva, quote unquote, moody towards other players? Like, is that his game face, but still a decent person to the people that are there, you know, doing whatever they're doing?
Oh, yeah. Is he like Richard Sherman? You
well,
mean?
Because there's some players, I mean, you see that in hockey. Sometimes, like, the biggest goons, quote unquote, the guys that like to fight all the time, are the sweetest dudes. Like, they are the nicest guys.
But sure, they're getting to kick the crap out of people, get it out of their system.
Potentially, that's a good reason why they get a lot of their anger out on somebody's face.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times you meet some of these guys that are, quote unquote, the tough guys, and they're the nicest guys in the world, but when they're on the ice, they hate people dead.
Dude, I just found out who Jimmy Butler's best friend is. Mark Wahlberg. They are BFFs, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Jimmy's 29. Right. How do you get to be BFFs with Mark Wahlberg? And he's also a 76er, and Mark's a Boston
friend.
Boy.
Jimmy's a cougar hunter. I don't know.
That is the most bizarre. Yeah, because Jimmy, you know, Mark is a, I thought he was a diehard Celtics fan, too.
That doesn't mean he can't be friends with someone who plays.
Oh, no, you don't understand. No, there's no way.
Still buddies with Luke Wilson, and he's on the freaking Raiders.
Well, yeah, not anymore, though. Now that Luke's on the Raiders,
Oh, you're done with him? You're okay with him in Detroit?
I sent him a note.
Oh, okay.
We broke up.
Somebody says I'm going back to doing something that's kind of baller. My dad's friend went to a little restaurant, gave his waitress that was pregnant $1,000.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
And somebody has a suggestion on a male version of our strip club that
yes?
we're talking about, and we can call it Bookworms.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah, because you know what? Ladies have to, you know, I mean, the ladies want to go take care of people too.
Yeah, we won't work there though.
Okay.
We wanted to make money.
Oh, yeah?
I'll be the DJ.
Oh, wait, you want to be one of the prime dancers?
Bookworms. Why not?
We'd be the afternoon shift at best.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm the Tuesday afternoon
on
guy.
A holiday.
I'm part of the senior citizen.
Shift.
What about the senior citizen day? You know, bring me to all the senior the homes because I'm still youthful to them.
It'd be Sunday morning.
Okay, fine.
After church.
So this
instead
is
ARP, it'd be a double ARD.
Nice, AARD.
Yeah.
Nice. Wall Street Journal says that Netflix users have spent more time streaming this show than any other show last year.
Trailer Park Boys.
Gosh, you know, you think it would be, but no. Vicky, what do you think?
friends.
You are close, girl, but they were second.
Ooh.
That's why, by the way, Netflix spent $100 million to keep Friends because everybody wants to watch it. But how about this? Netflix may lose Friends and The Office, which is their number one stream show.
I still have plans of watching The Office. I've never seen an episode of The Office, but I do have plans one day, maybe on vacation, to watch it on Netflix. I need to speed it up.
I feel sorry for Netflix. I really do, because now everybody's launching their own apps. And now Netflix is like,
you feel sorry for a multi-billion dollar business.
I know I do, but it's just
weird.
Like, you get a good idea and everyone's going to pirate it from you. And here's what's happening. All you folks that think you can cut cable and go, I'm going to cut the cord and I'm going to get everything on Netflix or get everything on Hulu. These companies are going, oh, no, you won't.
Now, all of a sudden, you're going to start paying similar prices.
Yes.
For having all these, you think Bobby Blockbuster is like, yeah, if you Netflix, finally, you got what's coming to you.
You know what? I never thought about Bobby Blockbuster. I never felt sorry for him. You're right.
Right. You didn't feel sorry for that when Netflix swooped in and just destroyed their business plan.
You're right. They did. All right. I guess you know what? I guess it's the rules of the jungle, isn't it?
Now I'm curious to see, like, they're probably going to end up partnering with something so they can stay relevant. I know Hulu's doing the thing with Spotify and they have all the options with, like, HBO Go and other stuff. So I'm curious what Netflix is going to do to keep up.
Well, here's the thing.
Their original programming maybe is going to be what's going to keep them alive.
Maybe.
They lost a lot of it because Disney's doing its own, so it took out a lot. Daredevil, Punisher, all those.
I feel like they're oversaturating it with their original content because some of it's just pure crap.
See, that's the
especially
problem.
Especially the movies.
They're trying to make you think that their stuff is worth it, but I love it. But now that we see that really what's really holding up Netflix
is The Office,
Friends. So their original stuff, as good as it is, you know, at least some of it is not going to be enough to sustain it if they don't have all this stuff. And CBS All Access, you won't see any CBS shows because CBS has got theirs. Now NBC Universal is doing an app. Disney's doing an app. And if NBC Universal has an app, there's no way Friends and The Office is going to be on there. NBC, just like CBS, is going to want to offer you every show they've ever done.
Jeez, they're getting to a point where, I mean, they're going to force me to, like, go outside and have a life or read books. And just stop watching television. It's just like there's too many ways to have to pay.
Well, here's what I say.
I need to save some money.
You want to save some money?
I'm going to go on Audible.
There's this little thing. If you want to watch TV, it's this little thing. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's called cable.
I still have cable.
Yeah, Comcast Xfinity. So many people don't, but they're going to sit there and have to put their cords back in because they're going to go, gosh, I'm paying all this for everything, and that's what I can get on cable and more. They're going to realize that cable's actually a great deal again when all of a sudden everything is on their own app. ABC will probably do it. Fox is going to probably do it.
Can't have nice things, BJ.
No, you can't.
You know, if you have a bunch of friends, they can each get one, and then you just share
that. That's stealing, and I'm not a criminal.
Wow. I mean, I didn't say that.
I would poo-poo you on that, but I'm involved in that kind of scheme as we speak. And I just actually, somebody else just also is glomming off me right now. I'm not going to say his name, Danny.
Hey!
By the way, Danny, you better get Disney. And you better give me... No, if I'm giving you my CBS, you... Rev,
I'll get Disney.
Okay,
got you.
Okay, good. Oh, you got me, because Rev's giving me Hulu. What are you giving me, Danny?
Syphilis.
I gave you CBS. What are you giving me?
Oh,
syphilis? I don't know.
It's a new subscription service.
Oh,
yeah.
It was herpes, Steve. Yeah. It was not syphilis. Fine.
I don't know if you know this. This is disturbing news, by the way. Very, very disturbing news. There are parents out there that trust Alexa to babysit their kids. I'll tell you all about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. This is nuts, man. One out of five people say that they would trust Amazon's Alexa to babysit their kids when they leave the house.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Alexa watches over Lulu when I'm gone.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this is clickbaity because the exact words of the survey were, quote, would you let Alexa entertain your kids while you're away? But that does sound like there's nobody there but Alexa and the kids. When you think about, well, while you're away, who else is going to be entertaining them?
How old is this kid?
Good question.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see, that's the thing. Entertain. I don't know what that means. Would you let them entertain them while you're away?
Maybe the kid's old enough to be able to ask it questions, and they think that the kid's just going to have a conversation with Alexa while they're gone. But dude, there are parents out there that will leave their kid in a car while they go gamble. I'm not surprised that there are moron parents out there.
Then again, I mean, as long as the electricity doesn't go out, I mean, I don't know if Alexa can call, like, emergency services. I have no idea. I've never tried it.
Well, Alexa can't see, so what if the kid hurts itself? Unless the kid says, I've hurt myself.
Yeah, you're right.
This is really bad.
Unless the kid could say, call the authorities. I should know this and I don't, but I think it would be a cool feature if she could contact 911.
Yeah, I would say try it, but we don't really want to have visitors right now, do we?
No, we really don't.
I would imagine if you probably do a search and see if like Alexa can do that for you.
Yeah, one of the people on this show, I think he's not busy looking at memes. Maybe she'll do it.
Hey, memes are life, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a meme out there that'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like you can't use Alexa call emergency services. It says it will not work. And it's just because, it just says it just won't be able to do so.
Well, then why the devil would you leave your kids with Alexa at that point?
Because there's stupid parents out there, BJ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they think it's AI and that it will actually watch the child.
But in the same survey, the people said that they don't trust these these smart speakers. That's so bizarre. Like, they'll trust them with their kids, but then it said, oh, we're sure these devices are recording us, and we're sure that they're monitoring us, even more so than the government.
Yeah, I read some article about something that's saying that people that work at Alexa could listen in on you.
Yeah.
And then I instantly unplugged my Alexa. Yeah. Whether or not it's true, I was like, I don't know.
Your cell phone, dude.
I know, dude. I get these. It's so weird when, like, all of a sudden you're talking to somebody, and then next thing you know, you look on Facebook, and there's an ad for what you were talking about. And at no point did you do a Google search. And I know that it's probably just some kind of a program that hears these words and their keywords. But then have you ever tried to, like, see if it, like, force the issue? So, like, my wife
and you try to maybe say, okay, I'm going to show them. I'm going to see that you guys are doing this.
We kept saying, I'd love an adult toy from Lovers. And so we just kept saying that back and forth. And then we both checked our social media, and there was no ads for that. I feel like they're on to you.
Yeah, they are on to you.
They know that we're effing with them, so they're not going to fall in line.
You got to get better acting, because I'm sure you guys probably sounded like you weren't acting. You know?
No, we were terrible.
Yeah. I would surely like an adult toy from Lovers.
Yeah.
We usually do it as a trolling game, Rev and I. We'll find the weirdest things on different sites like Amazon or whatever and send it to each other in a message, so when they open it,
now
they get ads for those types of devices or weird fetish suits.
Oh, really? So you guys do that?
I didn't know
you could mess around and then all of a sudden we start, oh, you guys suck.
Oh, dude, all I'm getting right now are advertisements for Jeeps and that five-headed head shaver thing that I did a Google search once on it.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, that looks pretty interesting. And now that's all I get is this damn, it'll shave your head while you're in the shower. It's this weird hand thing. I can't remember what it's even called. I bet if I scroll my Facebook, I'll find it. But that's all I'm getting right now.
Sounds like a cool device.
It does look cool. I haven't gotten around to buying it, though. There it is. Dude, skull shaver.
Oh, the skull shaver.
The pit bull shaver. Experience the third generation and newest line from skull shaver.
Oh, so I could use that if I really want to go completely bald.
Yeah.
Because that looks like it looks like one of those Norelco shavers, but it's like five heads
instead
of three.
It's five and it curves.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you can use it in the shower?
Shave safely in the shower. Yeah, read the damn headline, BJ. It's right there.
Okay, take it easy.
Yeah,
wow.
A little aggressive there,
I didn't know he was getting aggro about the whole thing.
Well, because every freaking day they're telling me to buy this.
Yeah, well, you should.
Well,
so you wouldn't have to bick anymore, right? You just
use
that?
I don't bick, though.
Oh, you don't bick?
Here we go with the same conversation.
Yes, wow. He's talked about it. Look at his head. He does not bick.
We've made fun of you for asking this question so many times. Not that you should remember.
You know what it is? I hate to say this.
Well, it's because it's really thin up top.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I was going to say because you didn't care.
I usually look at Steve head on, so it looks like he's bicking, but it's because he's got no hair up there.
Oh,
that's what,
yeah.
What do you think? BJ, wait. Am I balding?
Well, no, but I just don't want to be a jerk.
You're not a jerk. I'm aware of where my hair is.
I know, but that's why I keep thinking you bick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing now as you turn your head.
Yeah, I just use the one attachment or no attachment on like the hair clippers.
Well, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know I could get as fine as you with one of those things. Oh. I thought I had to bick.
No.
Oh, I might actually be that guy.
Well, yeah, it saves all that money. You don't even have to go to your guy anymore.
Oh, I like saying I go to the same person Melissa Gates goes to. I feel fancy.
Although now I'm getting Facebook commercials for the new thing of like tattooing little stubble on your head.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, no.
Please do it.
Wait. There's a thing where you can tattoo stubble on your head so it looks like you got hair?
Yeah. It's just basically it's like small, fine lines get tattooed on your head so it looks like you have a shaved head.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude.
It's called Scalp Micro something.
Pigmentation.
Oh. SMP.
Oh, I should get that, dude, because, I mean, my hair looks like that anyway.
Oh, my God, you'd be so badass. You'd be the only one on the show with, like, a head or face tattoo. Mm. Do it.
We could go together.
You could hold his hand.
Yes, please.
We could do it to each other.
Yes,
please.
Really? No, you don't do it to each other. Isn't there a professional that does it?
No, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Of course you go to a professional.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I would do it if they close the offices to where no one else can come in. I don't know if I want people, you know, sometimes at a tattoo shop, it's fun to be at a tattoo shop. People are coming in.
Yeah.
You had the most insane and weird conversations with people you never thought you'd ever, like, even meet. I don't know if I'd want to be in the tattoo chair and someone walks in and they're seeing me get a head tattoo and they're like, oh, what badass tattoo is he getting? And they go over a little bit closer and it's like, oh, he's just getting little lines.
Yeah.
Because he's insecure about his balding.
That's me.
So I feel like a lot of the times when they do like these types of tattoos for like either the eyebrows, I know a lot of people do the microblading, they have special places that are more clinical than there are tattoo shops. I mean, I know there are tattoo shops that do these, but maybe you can go to more of a clinical setting if that makes you feel more comfortable or not. Just throwing it out there.
Boom.
All right. As long as Steve doesn't do it to me. That's all. Because I know he would probably do it. He put a penis up there is what he'd do.
Yeah. I would. Now you got a hair stubble. Idea.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your hairline.
I'd have a hairline, a penis hairline. Yeah. I know you guys would all do it. I'm not dumb. All right. Since we're talking studies, turns out, you know what? Sad music, which is sometimes you think, who wants to hear sad music? Turns out when you're depressed, sad music is actually what you need to hear. Makes you feel up better than upbeat music. Isn't that interesting?
Because
I think a happy song would make you, like, would try to get you out of the doldrums, but no.
If you're down in the dumps and you hear a super happy song, don't you want to punch the radio?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I do.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Like, no. I don't need to hear about how happy you are. Pharrell. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's a good point. So a sad song actually makes you feel happy when you're depressed.
I never thought of it that way. But sometimes you do when like you're at, like, I remember, I think about college, girl dumps you. And what do I end up doing? I listen to some of like the most mopey songs.
Yeah.
I just felt like misery is, you know, you love company. So the music is miserable. So I feel at ease.
You're embracing the pain and that way it's allowed to run its course.
Which I feel like,
man. Can't believe I'm gonna have to get dots on my head.
Because I feel like if you're trying to push it down, it's just gonna like blow up later anyway. So you might as well just let it all out. If you gotta cry, you gotta listen to the music, just do what you gotta do.
What you resist persists.
Remember that one, Steve.
Something to go back to that skull shaver.
Yeah.
Somebody just said, I have that skull shaver and it's great. Plus the refill blades are $20.
Oh, refill blades. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to get those. I'm not too sure.
Well, yeah, but after a while, the blades are gonna get dull.
Yeah. All right, see, it's too much work.
It's almost no work, really.
Well, you don't have a skull shaver. You don't know.
But I've seen the videos countless times.
Oh, it shows how easy it is?
Okay,
fine.
It looks easy to use.
All right.
You just take it and go whoop, whoop.
Oh, whoop, whoop. Okay,
yeah,
there you
go. It's like mowing the lawn.
I do like the shower ability, though. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if it's waterproof, that's a nice thing. And supposedly you can see what you're doing. I mean, I feel like I'd miss a spot.
Well, I mean, you probably just keep going and going and going until you feel like you're done. Then you just grab a mirror and check. That's usually what I do when I shave my head.
Oh, all right. I'm not going to do it at all. There's an online trend. You know about this. Ghosting. That's now made its way into the job market. Ghosting, of course, is when you just stop contacting a person that you might have been either romantically interested in or you had a date and then you're just done.
And it's act like they don't even exist.
Yeah. No. So there's no social media, digital, any kind of contact at all. You're just gone. And it's happening now in the job market with Gen Z workers failing to commit to accepted job offers. So I don't, you know what, none of us are Gen Z in this room, right?
What's Gen Z?
That is after millennials.
Yeah, I think it's 22 and younger.
Yeah.
So 23 and up to like 30-something is millennials.
So 22, wow, yeah, well, I don't think anybody, we might have to get a Gen Z employee. I mean, we have a couple out there, I think I see them.
Yeah, I one time got not reprimanded, but they gave me a hard time. I was wrestling in Everett and, you know, doing my jerk thing that I do, and these kids were yelling at me, and I'm like, shut up, you stupid millennials. And then they're like, we're not millennials, like as if that was an insult.
That was an insult,
because they're younger than millennials.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, I just assume anyone who's younger than me is a millennial.
Yeah, Gen Z, 22 or younger. Like you said, so look at you. You're actually fighting the Gen Zers, buddy.
Well, I feel like the oldest millennial is like 38, 39, so they're not that much younger than you.
Right.
The oldest ones.
Yeah, Steve's on the cusp. He's Generation
X. It's more fun to say, shut up, you stupid millennial, than shut up, you stupid Gen Z.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I feel bad for Generation X. Nobody talks about them anymore. They're like, either baby boomers get talked about, like, die already, and millennials, but the boomer, but the Generation Xers, no one's talking about you guys.
That's right. They know not to speak of
us. Well, I feel like a lot of the generation...
they know not to speak. What are you, like, Fight Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a mafia.
I feel like some Gen Xers kind of get lumped in with the millennials, because I feel like the millennial title gets shifted a lot. Like, oh, if you're this age or this age, so no one really ever has a set answer, I feel.
It's kind of that way, I mean, with these, depending who you talk to. It was that way too for us baby boomers, because I just missed Generation X. I'm like at the tail end of baby boomers, but depending on what you look at, I could also be considered a Gen Xer, but they're saying Gen X is 39 mm-hmm. to 54 years old, so I just missed Gen X. And millennials are 22 or younger, and that puts, you know, you and Danny, 22 to 38, as millennials. That's not a long time, 23 to 38, and you're done. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You make it sound so sad.
Yeah, it's like, man, I thought you'd have more people in your group.
It's 15 years.
Yeah. And then 55 to 74. See, that's like, why is it 15 years and then 55 to 74? That's like almost, that's 19 years. Why do we get more people in our group for our baby boomers?
Well, I'm guessing because everyone after that's not working or they're dead.
No, you're always going to be a baby boomer. It doesn't matter. The age doesn't change. I mean, the number of people,
I think back then, though, no one was really all about these labels.
Can I fire her right now?
Yes!
It's like, you're going to be a Generation Xer or a millennial. It doesn't change when people die and they give you a new label. Always going to be that.
I get an age change, maybe. I don't know.
I just thought they took the extra 4 years and just kind of, I'll lump it with this one instead of making another one.
I don't know if
one.
I can talk to you anymore, Vicky.
But don't you think back then nobody really was caring about making labels for their generation? You just were just whatever you were. Nobody was like, I need to have a label. But over the years, we started putting labels on it, and then it's just like it kept growing. Now you're putting labels after several years. It's not like how it used to be.
I think we've been calling boomers for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, but I mean, but it wasn't like nobody was really jumping to find a new label for people at that point.
Yeah.
I just feel like everyone needs something, like a label to call people they can crap on. Because I feel like when you were younger, you know, oh yeah, these damn young kids, blah, 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 they're listening to their music.
That's all they were called. They weren't called Gen Xers.
We didn't call you yet Gen X?
No.
Interesting.
That's very true. You're right. I've heard people say stuff about baby boomers, but I've never heard people refer to Generation X like they do with these millennials.
Maybe because it's
never
sounds heard cool. That.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because we're the best.
Oh, is that why? Because no one speaks of you Fight Club style.
Right.
And nobody craps on you because you're the best.
That's right.
This is a very interesting thing. So how do they pay you great respects if they can't speak of you?
They bow down and kiss my feet.
Oh, well. At least it was your feet. I wasn't sure what you were going. Yeah, where you were going. I want your response. Yeah. So, researchers suggest that the problem with these young people just basically ghosting is the culture of the internet age, as people treat their job search like they would dating. One researcher said, quote, "They want instant gratification. They're always looking for the next best thing. The candidate has more leverage in the process now."
So they'll take a job and never show up for that job because they found a better job?
Yeah.
And they don't even have the decency to tell the job, hey, I'm not taking the job?
Yeah, just they accept the jobs and never show up for work.
What a weird thing. Could you imagine, like, we hire somebody, and we're like, this guy's great, and then day one doesn't show up? How many days do you go until you finally reach out to that person and say, yo, you planning on coming to
your... That's a beating if that's the new way to do stuff. You're right, Steve. How do you deal with that?
Because even I applied for a job once, and it sounded like I was going to be a photographer at a photo studio. I was like, hell yeah. And I go, and I was going to be the person handing out coupons in front of a Kmart.
I thought you were going to say, how you sit on the couch and said, hey, tell us about it.
that's another job interview. We're not talking about that right now. But I'm like, really? I'm going to be handing out coupons? I wanted to be the photographer. So when she called me, she's like, hey, you got the job. I'm like, yeah, I got another job offer, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you told her.
Yeah, at least you told them. You didn't ghost anybody.
No.
That is so bizarre. Like, you're ready to go. I wonder how often that happens, man. I was at a place yesterday, and it was during the busy time of day. I was having lunch, and they looked like they were just really short-staffed. And I'm thinking, like, it's lunchtime. How are you short-staffed at lunch? It's like, I could get it if it was 3 in the afternoon or whatever. But this is high noon. How are you short-staffed that everyone's running around like crazy? And now I'm starting to wonder, I wonder if they're getting ghosted. Like, maybe people just aren't showing up.
That happened at a bar we went to. My brother and I went to go see Kiss. And so they were, you know, in Tacoma. Tacoma, so we went and found a place nearby, and we're like, okay, great. Like, and we get there, we post up at the bar, we're like, this is going to be awesome, because we're at the bar, we ordered our food, we'll be in and out. It took 45 minutes before we even got our food, and it was like a burger and french fries, right? So finally, I looked at the person, the bartender, and she was awesome. Like, she kept apologizing. I'm like, hey, it's been 45 minutes. What's going on? It's like, we have two cooks usually, and one of the cooks just decided not to come in. We have no idea why.
Oh, that's cool, she told you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was like, we weren't being jerks about it. I was just like, I just want to know why it's taking this long. It doesn't make any sense to me why a burger takes this long to cook.
I will say the restaurant industry has the most flakiest of people. Like, we would go through rotations of people. In 2 weeks, I started a job. 2 weeks later, I was the senior server.
That's nuts.
Because of how much people.
Wow.
And it pissed me off because they're like, yeah, I feel like I need to go somewhere else where they treat me better. I'm like, we get treated just fine. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Why do you think you're not getting treated fairly? Because someone told you you messed up? Like, I don't know.
How dare you correct her?
How
it's
dare
like
you?
Being on a dating site, you feel like you can find something better.
The grass is always greener.
Exactly.
That's not good, man. You can't talk to so the Generation Z's are going to ghost you. And if you want to tell somebody they messed up, if they're in Generation X, you can't talk to them, according to Steve. So this is bad. I mean, I don't know how people are supposed to do business anymore.
So it says,
hire a boomer.
So it says, I'm an HR assistant and I change people's status from active to termed. There's literally an option on the computer for it. Never worked. And that's a good half of the reasons why I put in.
Wow, that's nuts.
I never even thought of that.
It's this Generation Z, man.
Another person says, I hired someone recently, showed up for 3 days, then never showed up again. Didn't call, didn't text, nothing.
So you know what the good news is, don't you?
What's that?
Vicky, Danny, Joey, Sarah, the millennials are no longer the bad ones anymore. The Generation Z's are taking over.
Yay.
I mean, they're ghosting.
They'll still call them millennials. Everyone calls everyone that's young millennials.
So we've hired some Gen Zers. They just never show up, EJ.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Every day we hire a new one.
That's a good point. All right, yesterday, Steve, even though we're not supposed to talk to him, he did get this one wrong.
The prefix helio pertains to what?
Air.
No.
High.
No.
Words.
No.
Words. The sun, Steve. That's what helio is the prefix for, yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.